Venerable sisters and brothers and dear parishioners, today is the feast of the finding of the body of Saint Stephen, the first martyr of the church, and so therefore he has two feast days. The main one is the day after Christmas every year, December 26th, and today is a minor feast commemorating the finding of his body, which had been lost the place had passed into obscurity for some couple of centuries or more. And so what I would like to speak to you today about is the encouragement that the martyrs give us. And some of the most inspiring stories of encouragement that you could ever read are how the martyrs encourage the people around them as they're suffering and dying for Christ. I want to also reflect upon the role of encouragement that we need to give to one another. As Saint Stephen was being martyred, he's praying for the people that are putting him to death. He's praying that they be forgiven. Here they are hurling these stones. Imagine being stoned to death, which is the martyrdom of Saint Stephen. And he's saying, Lord Jesus, do not lay this sin to their charge. One of the bystanders happened to be Saul, later on to become Paul, and then later on Saint Paul. And no doubt, he was encouraged to accept the grace and the faith in Jesus Christ because of this encouraging example that he had received of somebody who, naturally speaking, should have been cursing and fighting and expressing his anger, but no, he's saying, forgive them. I love you, as he's being stoned to death. When we read about the 40 martyrs of Sebaste, who were put out on a frozen pond to freeze to death as their martyrdom, and there were hot baths placed on the shore to encourage them to apostatize, to give up their faith in Christ. They ran to the middle of the frozen pond, and they said, there are 40 of us here. There are 40 crowns waiting. Let us help one another to persevere all the way to the end. Now, unfortunately, one of them failed. But probably even more would have failed if they hadn't encouraged one another. And so encouraging was this to one of the Roman soldiers that when he saw that one Christian gave up his faith in Christ, went into the hot bath and perished there, he said, I want to get that 40th crown. You see what example and words do to encourage others. And we could go on interminably with one example after another of the encouragement the martyrs gave to those around them, to their persecutors, and to one another. The mother of the Maccabees in the Old Testament, her 7 sons being put to death because they would not disobey the law, and then she herself is the last one to be martyred. Saint Symphorosa and her sons in the New Testament, as the sons are dying for Christ, she's telling them, keep persevering, keep praying, don't give up. In the life of St. John de Brebeuf, one of the North American martyrs, his martyrdom is so atrocious that it's hard to even read what the Iroquois Indians were doing. But as they're doing this to them, he's preaching to them. He's saying, believe in Christ. I want you to be in heaven someday. Is this not the most encouraging thing imaginable? And On a lesser scale, we need to encourage one another. Some people need it a little more, some people maybe not as more, but we need encouragement because the way gets hard, the cross gets heavy. And we can make a tremendous difference in helping those that are struggling. How? By encouragement. We all have to carry our cross. It's the only way to heaven. As our Lord says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. But the cross gets heavy, and encouragement will help the person to keep bearing that cross. I find it most striking that even our Lord accepted help in carrying his cross. So in the fifth station, Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry the cross. And then in the sixth station, Veronica wipes his face, wipes all the blood and tears and dirt and sweat from our Lord's face. And that's a relic that lasts to this day. I'm not sure exactly in what cathedral it is, but the very image of Christ, his face is imprinted on her veil. They were there to help him in that struggle, in that terrible effort he had to make to keep on going. I mean, remember, he had been scourged and crowned with thorns and endlessly beat and insulted and had fallen. And Christ was giving us the example of that even he needed encouragement and help. He accepted their help in that regard. What's the opposite of encouragement? Well, it's probably complaining. And let's take the heat, for example. Right now we're in a heat wave. And human nature finds it easy to start moaning and complaining, oh, how hot it is. And if you get two people, they're then just moaning and complaining about how hot it is. Are they encouraging one another, or are they discouraging one another in carrying that cross? You can't exactly change it if the heat is there. What would be the best response? Let's just try to offer it up. Let's try to bear it for the conversion of sinners, for the holy souls in purgatory. You know, St. Alphonsus Liguori, whose feast we celebrated yesterday, in one of his books said, you know, we may not have the fortitude and the strength to, you know, use a hair shirt and scourge ourselves and fast days on end like many of the saints did. But he said, why don't we at least try to do this, not to complain about the weather. And when you think about it, that's not such a small sacrifice. That can really be, when you keep persevering in that, you know, that's going to be more than just a little thing. So let us encourage one another in carrying the cross. Let us not be a discouragement to the carrying of the cross by needlessly speaking or complaining about something that can't be changed. It's there. You got to, you know, like I said, the weather. You got to just deal with it. Offer it up. And, of course, in many other areas in our lives. And let's not forget also the power of good example in this regard. Sometimes our example is really, really powerful. You don't even need to say anything. I asked Brother Sebastian if I could share this story that this goes back 40 years to the time that he had just entered the religious life. And the other one that had entered the religious life that same day was a young man by the name of Mark Pivirunas, who obviously has gone on to become our bishop Brother said he couldn't remember this, but the story is that at a certain point, both of these young religious, they're just postulants. I forget which one was thinking about this first. He said, you know, it's getting too hard. I'm going to leave. Too many sacrifices I have to make here. And let's say it was a brother that was thinking that. And then he said, well, Mark is persevering. I can see him kneeling over there, and he keeps on doing this. So if he can do it, I can do it. And ironically, at the very time Mark was thinking, boy, I want to quit. This is really too hard. But if Robert Koch can do it, I can do it. So they both were thinking, they were encouraged by the example of the other and didn't even realize that they were both thinking the same thing of each other. So persevere in your good example. Your example speaks so powerfully. And if I may leave you with this thought of encouragement, that we make it a point to every day give some form of encouragement to somebody in carrying a cross that he or she needs to carry. Just to be a faithful traditional Catholic is a challenge because we're so few. And so often misunderstood by a world that has gone so pagan. So the need for encouragement will be there. And I'll finish with this one story of one of the Japanese martyrs. And St. Alphonsus writes about this in his book, Victories of the Martyrs. By the way, that's another book to add to your bucket list. Read, I mentioned this yesterday on his feast day, read Preparation for Death, The Glories of Mary, but read The Victories of the Martyrs. And he details so many people who gave their lives for the faith. And I believe it was in the Japanese martyr section where they were terribly persecuted and one family was being put to death, and one of the mothers of the child was going to die too, being put to death. And the mother said to the child, you know, I've always taught you to say Jesus and Mary. And as we go through this last trial and tribulation, I want you to keep saying Jesus and Mary until you see them face to face in heaven. Let us keep saying Jesus, Mary, Joseph. St. Joseph, the patron of so many things, especially of a happy death. Let's keep saying them often throughout life until we have that joy of seeing them face to face for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.